Ralu, 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 tu, ralu, rala, tu, ralu, ralu, ralu. Hush, now don't you cry. Tu, ralu, 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 tu. And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. I sound like Howard Stern. Don't I? Okay, maybe not. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph, Trisha, Eric, and this is a beautiful song written in the 1700s, direct from Ireland.
Well, it's almost like...
great granddaddy of Perry Como.
Well, right, Dave, I can't do the accent. I'm trying again.
You can do it.
I'm going to try.
Do it.
You know, top of the morning to you, Dave. This is Bing Crosby with Tu Ra Lu Ra Lu Ra. And if you recall,
Lua?
This song was actually in Cheers.
In Cheers?
Yes.
Oh, I love the Cheers.
Yes.
You saw that?
Yes, I did.
You watched Cheers?
No, but when I was researching this, now why am I doing British? I can't. I've only got one more chance to do the accent.
Do Canadian.
No, I can't do it again. No?
No?
We'll do a Canadian show.
Okay.
But, of course, Bing Crosby with Tu Ra Lu Ra Lu Ra.
Tula.
Yes. But let me try to summon this again. Top of the morning to you, Dave. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
That's better. I'm
Irish.
Going to tilt the kilt regardless.
Yes. Well, that's Scottish, isn't it?
But
we've
do
learned
have
that today.
Beef and cat.
Why is it necessarily Scottish? I mean, both the Scots and the Irish have kilt.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Is it the Thunder Down Under?
We'll have to go there and check it out.
Them.
You know, but I will say that Irish women are a lot more attractive than Scottish women.
Are they?
I don't. Yeah, there's. I believe so.
How do you know that?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to stir up controversy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and if you do want to call in to complain about me or anything else, 602-252-1480.
We should auction you off.
Well, we were going to have a kissing expert in here, you know, an Irish kissing expert.
Oh, and yes. What happened?
They canceled. They found out I was on the show.
Oh no! But
devastating.
Are you related to Doris?
That's pretty close. Pretty close.
But
of course, hello, my name is Doris. We'll be talking about that one next week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard from her for a while.
It's a movie. It's hello, my name is Doris.
Do you want to hear from her?
Not really. But so I think we should auction you off. I think, Eric, that's legal, right? Charity. Like,
didn't we find out that was done? Oh, no, she sold her daughter or something.
No, she auctioned her.
She auctioned her. Okay. So that's very Irish.
So like in Groundhog Day, Bill Murray was auctioned off to women. Single women, would you like to be auctioned to single women of all ages?
I think there must be an attractiveness requirement.
Anyone over 18.
And there must be an attractiveness requirement.
Only the attractiveness of their pocketbook, because it goes to the highest bidder.
I'm going to have a sugar mama.
Yeah, I go for sweet and low, but especially the low. But I think they're still sweet.
Well,
Eric, can we auction him off on 1480?
Yeah, I mean, maybe raise a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple bucks.
Wouldn't that be
great? Thank you very much for the...
I think this would be great.
Thank you very much
vote of confidence.
Yeah, vote of confidence. I couldn't think of the word.
We're making more money in our garage sale today than you could get for Joseph.
Eric, would Kathleen's friends participate in the auction?
The ones that her friends are my friends, so I would probably say no.
No?
No offense, Joseph.
We'd have to give every man every woman their due.
That's okay.
They're all married.
That's okay. They're too old.
Oh, they're all married.
They're all married or have boyfriends.
Okay, that's the reason. So that's going to make you feel a little bit better.
That's all right. I'll find me one at the Irish bar called. Whoa.
They like men?
All the girlfriends, Kathleen's girlfriends like men.
Okay.
I'm a man. I know how to snowboard.
He does, and he's a good one at it.
Yes. And I also saw a couple of films this week.
I'll see
if I can review these movies. It's appropriate, actually, because one of them features an accent that you can almost barely not understand. So I'm attempting to do this Irish accent to review these movies, because it's my only chance to actually review movies with an Irish accent.
Excellent.
Barney Thompson, Robert Carlyle, plays a hapless barber who's mediocre mediocre, mundane life suddenly transforms when he inadvertently stumbles into serial murder as he makes ham-fisted attempts to cover his tracks from a bearish detective played by Ray Winston. Mm. He turns his...
Winston or Winstone?
In Irish, it's Winston, and in English, it's Winstone. Blarney Stone. He turns to his
Mrs. Doubtfire now, a little bit.
Yeah. He turns to his domineering, emasculating mother, played by Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson, you like her, right?
I have.
I've never, ever put Emma Thompson and emasculating.
In this film, she is excellent in this film, I have to say. She is equal parts screwy and scary. I love. They give her some face makeup and everything like that. You know, it's like the opposite end of that other character, Nanny McPhee, that she played. That which was a great film as well. Both of them. But in the movie, the Glaswegian accents with which its actors speak are so thick that they can be cut with a knife. But you don't.
Glaswegian.
I guess so. I don't know. That's what I found when I was trying to figure out what accent it was and why I couldn't understand what they were saying. But you don't necessarily have to understand every line of the movie's dialogue to dig Barney Thompson's dark sense of humor. The new dark comedy is eccentric enough that it becomes absorbing, and as a result, your mind fills in the gaps where the indecipherable words reside. I will say that star Robert Carlyle, who also wrote and directed the film, perfectly portrays the title character's panicked confusion in the midst of the mishaps. So 3 stars. I wish that I could understand a little bit more of what they were saying. I love the soundtrack of the film. It's got some wonderful, you know how I love music. It's wonderful old music. Mm. You know, nice.
Irish?
Not Irish. No, but very, very old-fashioned music, and it's a very dark comedy. Obviously, if it's a barber and he accidentally kills people, and then he's cutting them up, or he's not. Well, in Emma Thompson's cutting them up.
So, okay.
Yes.
That sounds very
familiar. It's very dark. Well, yeah, it's very similar to another film starring Johnny Depp, the barber of Fleet Street, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, yes. Right.
Sweeney Todd.
And Sweeney Todd is a play as well.
Yes, and they actually reference that as well.
Oh. You know,
they reference it. So, but it is a decent film. I wish that they would remake it in American. So, you know, that we could understand what they were saying. Yes, an American, with an American accent, so we could understand everything they were saying. Another film that opened...
you can always put subtitles on, Joseph.
You could. I could.
Captions.
Well, I don't think they had that on the screener that I had 24 hours to watch. But Knight of Cups is another film that
Coops.
Coops?
Cups.
Knight of Coops?
Cups.
Cups, not chicken coops. This one's different.
And not
no,
cups.
They say coops. Would Knight, you like a coop of tea?
Knight with a K, like a knight in shining armor, not a knight that you'd sleep.
And cups like you drink from. So knights that drink, is
I like
that
to think
is?
Of different cups.
I know you
right.
do, but is that what
Dave
those
too.
Knights do? That's a different kind of knight, too.
Yes, that's Twin Peaks. Knight of Cups.
Twin Peaks.
I got his attention. Knight of Cups.
Yeah, you did. That's all it
Christian
did.
Bale plays a screenwriter.
And he should have won Best Supporting Actor. Oh, maybe not. The other guy was good.
Yes. Yes.
But he was good, right?
I didn't care for that film.
What?
But he was good in the film. Oh.
He was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
He only had one eye. But he plays a screenwriter on an odyssey through the playgrounds of Los Angeles and Las Vegas as he undertakes a search for love and self. This is an ensemble drama. It includes Wes Bentley, Brian Dennehy, Imogen Poots, who's been on the show before.
Oh, she's nice.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's beautiful. Cate Blanchett.
I like her, too.
Frida Pinto. Not the Pinto beans, but the Frida Pinto.
The Frito-Lay.
And Natalie Portman.
She's awesome, too.
Teresa Palmer.
Like her.
I believe I've spoke with her in person before. I have a photo with her. Isabel Lucas and Antonio Banderas.
You like him.
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah. See? There
so
is.
Really
there
good cast. Amazing cast in this film, Knight of Cups. It was written and directed by Terrence Malick. You might recall his previous efforts, The Tree of Life and To the Wonder. Are you familiar with either of those?
Tree of Wonder. No, the Tree Life I've heard of.
Tree of Life and To the Wonder. To the Wonder. And also there was a film called A Brave New World starring Colin Farrell.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wonderful Irishman.
I think that would be good.
Any moviegoers who have seen Knight of Cups, any moviegoers who have seen any of those previous films have seen Knight of Cups before.
Oh, no. It's just like a remake?
It kind of is in that it...
Or an anthology?
It's a cinematic equivalent of A Sleeping Pill.
Oh, great.
Yes, the lack of any narrative inertia whatsoever. There is no story here. No story at all. Renders the project completely innocuous.
So wait a minute. So you're saying it's the equivalent of a sleeping pill.
You can go, Dave, you would love this film.
Or if you're married, I have a headache. Could it be a subtitle?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, basically, in this film, Christian Bale and Imogen Poots and all the other actors stumble around aimlessly while spouting supposedly poetic lines of dull dialogue. Malick may consider himself an artist, but I have seen paintings with more life than this motion picture. I'm giving it 1 star. So, Terrence Malick probably won't be calling into the show anytime soon.
Darn.
No.
So, you said it was an ensemble drama?
Yes.
Otherwise known as an ensemble-dram?
Ensemble-dram, though. Did you just pen that?
I did. I just pinned that phrase.
That is good, Eric.
Very nice. Very good, Eric.
You have my permission to use that in your writings, Joseph.
Thank you very much. I will make note of that.
And we hear it on the air, so it's legal. Yes, like the Godfather, he gave blessings to you.
I'll put a footnote there.
But someday I'm going to come and ask you for a favor.
But
that's right.
But of course, Dick Hames is going to bring us into our break.
I don't know him.
Dick Hames, he's in this film called Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And of course, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling is the name of the song.
It is.
Bring us into our break. Of course, Dave, you've got some great guests coming up and some great opportunities to win.
We do. Coach Dan coming up from Cirque du Soleil Love in Las Vegas, Mirage. And stay tuned. We'll tell you how to win 2 tickets.
Ooh.
Might be here. It might be on Facebook. You'll never know.
And I'm going to actually step out because I'm going to see if I can use this accent to pick up women.
I don't blame you, but
best
we're going to auction you off.
Thank you. Thank you. The best of the luck to me.
And 11:20, we got Rosalind Kine, sister of Barbara Streisand, but she is a talent in her right.
Is that a four-leaf clover in your
we'll
pocket?
We'll be right back.
Sure, they steal your heart away.